Or hug shiorded a angle at a hue, to a hossen at a glitchy gulier. Umbrash at hul in a lower, selim well with a hoss in ye cluhe. Satellite to a yon, is there a neher? You to the hosses and yon og, is a dragon.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited abandoned. Everywhere is war. Miss a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And it's a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, saw by human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, yeah.
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from SFU. Show is Wave Station. We're broadcasting out on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. All power and respect. Tonight is a special night. We got a guest in the house. Welcome, Alan.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Melody.
It's really great to have you.
Good to be here.
Okay, I'm going to try to say your DJ handle. Okay, Sonidero Sinner. Did I do it?
Muy bien. Very, very well done. Very well stated.
Excelente. Okay, let's talk about what we just heard. So those ones, well, you know, the first one, you probably do know what that was. Just tell me who you think it was.
Sinead.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace, Sinead, our patron saint of standing up and speaking to the masses in an unpopular way. Wow, she went through a lot. She was a powerful woman, powerful voice. I mean, she was kind of destroyed by what happened.
Uncompromising in her positions and her courage to speak out about a plethora of issues that, honestly, culture wasn't really dealing with at that time. She's really a trailblazer, as I see her.
Yeah, I agree. It was just super inspired to watch. It's on streaming. It's called Nothing Compares. It's got just excellent footage from the time when she was just rising, when she was a rising star, and, you know, like, interviews, and she was so adorable and yet so fierce and like you said, uncompromising, right? When she didn't want the national anthem played at her shows in the United States, that was the first time they started to, like, radio DJs started to boycott her and things like that. And
that chorus only continued after the infamous SNL appearance in, I think it was 92, 91, where she on live television ripped up a picture of the Pope and asked people to fight the real enemy. I mean, the chorus grew much wider after that.
What, against her, you mean?
Against her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that what's sad to think is that maybe it really did crush her a little, because she was a victim of child abuse. Mm-hmm. So to experience the kind of abuse she was getting to was that sort of demoralizing, like her mom won't tell her she's nothing kind of thing. And so to have a group of people against you, whether or not, you know, you feel righteous in your stance, you know, as a victim of abuse, the post-traumatic stress response to that would be, it's understandable if a person would want to hide away, or, you know, kind of would take that to heart. And she even said so in this documentary, Nothing Compares. She talks about how they killed her. And, you know, you kind of you see it in her, like, you see how she still had her voice and everything. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I recommend that. Definitely check that out on streaming. Forget which one, and I'm not going to promote them anyway. Mm. But so that song was Never Get Old. It arrested me when I was, oh man, I was 15 when I first heard that album, The Lion and the Cobra. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, like, I guess, you know, when your origins, and you don't necessarily, like, you get tired of an album, right? Or I wasn't tired of it, but, like, this really brought a lot of things back to me, listening through her catalog and really feeling it again and feeling that power. And that her voice, her vocal performance in that song is just, like, astounding. Mm-hmm. How she can go from a lullaby to a roar. Yeah.
My own personal reflections or memories of that era and Sinead was more her image, her persona, that, you know, littered MTV for a while, and this, like, very punk rock optics in a very mainstream culture was something I had to get my head around.
Right.
And I think a lot of people did, and some people outright rejected it just on her image alone, the shaved head, the ripped jeans, the baggy shirts, you know, that was a striking counter image to what MTV was promoting at that time.
Absolutely.
And that's what I remember most about her from the late 80s.
Yeah. So we played after that song, we played War, Bob Marley and the Wailers, and that off of Rastaman Vibration, put out in 1976. It is actually the word for word, those lyrics are the Haile Selassie speech made, I don't know when.
I think
exactly,
it was in, was it the 50s? I think it was okay. The 50s.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it stands to this day, and when you see her say that on SNL, like she sings it a cappella, I believe, against or without the knowledge of her, like her handlers at the record label, and then does the ripping of the Pope picture. Later on, you know, she goes on to, she does it again. She was planning on doing a different song at that Bob Dylan tribute, mm-hmm. but the way the crowd, it's like, have you watched that recently? When you,
I mean, I've seen it. I know what happened. I know the mm-hmm. whole Kris Kristofferson consoling her on stage and
don't let the bastards get you down.
Yeah,
yeah. It's so anyway. I thought I'd check it out and play it for the listeners tonight, just to see what that sounded like. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, it sounded a lot different with her singing a cappella. You know, but you do get that. She really got those inflections, and she really understood that message and was trying to get that out there to people who weren't mostly probably just bewildered and not really understanding mm-hmm. what she was going on about, right? Mm-hmm. But it stands to this day. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was just going to, you know, it was interesting. You mentioned her sort of aversion or doing that covertly outside of anyone from the industry knowing about it. I mean, a lot of her anger was pointed at that time towards the music industry, which tried to feminize her. Okay. You know, she's admitted to shaving her head as a response
yeah.
to sort of a beautification of pop stardom
yeah.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned MTV earlier. I mean, image was everything. I mean, it still is, but image for the first time was really dominating the airwaves in the 80s. And I think that that's one example of how she, you know, said, well, screw you to the music industry.
It was more than that. It was personal. They
sure.
they basically kind of recommended that she lose the pregnancy, right? That she didn't have Jake, her son. So mm-hmm. because she got pregnant just before they started the promotions for that album, for The Lion and the Cobra.
They also,
and so she was like, no, I'm not.
They also wanted her to grow her hair out, and that's why she claims she shaved it initially.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so just getting around to the last song, which is not related to Sinead, but it's been buzzing through my mind. Beelzebuth, Mystifier, a Brazilian a black metal band. Let's see, where are my notes on this one? It's a 90s release. It was put out in 1993. It just...
Good riffs.
Yeah, good riffs. So, more metal-ish influences to come. So let's go through. Basically, I mean, Alan, you're new to the show, potentially. It's a no-holds-barred journey through genre, era, and we do what we want here. And so we'll get into the next set, and it's going to be, you know, different departure. And let's just do it, and we'll talk about it after.